Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
And this is a Patreon especial.
Very well. Can't wait to open up this menu and get fucked.
This is for our friend Chris Arnot. I should have fucking asked you last time I saw you how to say your last goddamn name.
I think it's Chris Arnot. His name is Chris. I know I can sing really well, and I like to stand up people at the karaoke.
He can. Chris came to the meetup, the Scarefest meetup, and we all went and did karaoke afterwards, and we had some applesauce shots, and it was a good time. Woo!
Shit.
Goddamn you, Micah!
Dude can fucking wail.
I've been waiting to do this since I got on this show. Gold button. You're going to the semifinals. That's what I do for that, sir.
And he did Bohemian Rhapsody. And fucking... It was insane. It was fucking insane. You have the voice of the angels, my friend. But anyway, he wants us to do Humanoids from the Deep.
So, the voice of an angel, but the selection of a demon.
Humanoids from the Deep.
Yeah, Humanoids of the Deep, or I like to call them Hemorrhoids of the Crack. Because what the fuck was this...
What the fuck is this? Dark night.
Bing, but you know, I will say it is a classic monster film. So, and it does say that. It says monster humanoids from the deep. It sounds like Count Chocula on acid. But look, before we get into the film, I want to point out the fact that I will have a lot of disagreements on the way this film is shot and just overall how I felt afterwards, much like I was locked in an attic by my parents because they didn't want me to have Christmas that year. And I was forced to watch some really bad shit over and over again. Nonetheless...
That happened. That's true.
It did happen. I'll never forget. Ever forget. Fucking...
I was in the living room and I kept hitting the ceiling with a broom and laughing.
I can still hear that fucking terrible sound.
We made him eat bologna for a week.
Thank you for being a friend. But no, it's still... It's one of those films, though. It feels kind of... It's cheesy as fuck, yes. But it does feel like an old... When it says monster, it does have that classic universal monster feel to it. Not universal, necessarily, because those guys had class. But it has a monster feel to it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, just a creature feature.
I don't know, man. It's fucking weird. So, the whole story is, it's basically... It's very, very Jaws-ish. Like, Jaws and both Piranha.
James Bond? Me of
both those movies.
Yeah. He's in this.
Pussalaya. The Octopussy. Oh. We reviewed
Deadly.
That once. That was,
Deadly.
That was dark. But no, it really does. It has a Jaws / Piranha feel to it in that this science experiment goes wrong. And these fucking humanoids from the deep show up and they start killing dudes. And they all look kind of like a weird version of like the creature from the Black Lagoon / swamp thing. They look fucking great.
A tidal wave of rampaging creatures surges from the dark and violent sea to conquer the earth.
Some of the main actors are actually pretty good,
yeah.
But the not just the extras, but like the small actors in it, some of them are so fucking bad. Like this one dude comes up to grab the dad as his son's getting killed. He's like, "Don't do it! Don't do it! You can't fight!"
What I take away from this film the most is like the gore effects that were done. And there's one scene specifically that I remember. I'm like, "Fuck!" I wasn't expecting it to happen. It's like, "Shit!" I actually came. Like, it's like one of those moments
when they show the dude, right?
Dude, yeah. When I saw his ass. Oh.
They're coming, humanoids from the deep.
No, it was like the scene in the lake when the monster comes up and slashes half his fucking face off, and you can see it like, I'm like, woo! I didn't think that, like, I didn't expect it coming, like, at all. Like, that's like when you thought you were gonna get an F on a pop quiz and you finally get an A, and you're like,
that's what,
and you're like, fucking bitch.
Imagine if that's what Two-Face looked like. If then
dude, it looked good.
That fucked
and
up.
Dude, when he was like he's like, ooh, and like, yeah, oh man, that looked good as hell. And then there's a few other scenes like that too, but that scene specifically, I was like, all right, I get it. Like, there's some really cool gore effects, and the practical effects are fucking on point for a 1980 film. But otherwise, the story was, what happened?
Well, that's one thing this movie does. It's a lot of fucking just, like, there's a lot of scenes of, like, this town is in the middle of this war with each other, and where there's a lot of political stuff going on. Again, just like Jaws and Piranha, and they both had the festival that was about to happen with the 4th of July, so they took a little bit from both of those movies. There's a lot of that stuff going on. going on. And, you know, you don't really care about that stuff. Yeah. You know, there's one, like, random-ass fight scene in the middle of the
movie. Dude, that was the worst fight scene I've ever seen in my life. Because it came out of nowhere. Yeah. Do you remember the guy, like, he was in the back of the truck and he, like, was fucking that girl and he popped his head and he was like, he gets punched. He's like, it came out of nowhere. It was like, I thought the Kung Fu Fighting song was going to come on because it just happens in a split second. It's like, all of a sudden, they're doing, like, some fucking Death Wish fight in the middle of the street. Everybody was Kung Fu.
Yeah.
And it had that shitty, cheesy, like...
Oh, yeah, the punch effects were fucking on point, dude. They were fucking crazy. But, yeah, you don't actually care about a lot of what they try to set up with these characters and the background stories.
That guy came in, he's like, somebody killed my dog.
I'll kill them. I'll kill them all.
And that was another thing. It reminded me of The Thing, a couple of the special effects. Because the first thing these creatures start doing when they show up on land is they start fucking up people's dogs. And that first scene, the dog, when he was getting Undertaker, dude, I was like, oh, that shit is dark,
son. Tombstoned it.
Bitch.
Tombstoned it. It's funny how IMDb lists, it says, by killing the men and raping the women. I ordered it on Vudu, and it says that these creatures come from the bottom of the lake to kill the men folk, and then it mates with women. It says mates. But, you know,
that's not mating.
I wonder if their dicks are like hardened seaweed.
I don't want to know. But there's constant action scenes just about every 15, 20 minutes or so throughout the film. Yeah. These things will pop up and do some gnarly shit, and they always look so fucking good. The way that they did the practical effects in this entire thing, the gore is top fucking notch, and it's gross. Like, when they just grab you with their mitts and just rip parts of skin off of you, and then when the shit hits the fan at the big town festival, again, Jaws, Piranha, when the shit hits the fan... It's fucking cool. They start popping out of the fucking wood like crazy, and people are shooting them, and like they're terrorizing this entire fucking party.
When man is the endangered species, and woman the ultimate prize.
It was like watching a Black Friday, fucking like all the people running in at once. You're like, shit, things are going down. But yeah, it felt like those creatures though were like what the turtles would have fought in a cartoon episode of one
of the Power Rangers.
Yeah, or the Power Rangers, like a putty patrol sent by Rita. But yeah, it was like, and because it was like that whole fucking like scene at the end with you know, the fair and all that, and they're popping up from underneath the boards. It just felt like, we heard there was a party. What's going on? Jersey Shore in the house. You're right though. Nonstop, it does flow all the way to it. It's only an hour and 19 minutes. So one of the first things I noticed, actually, when you get to see them full on,
but good.
They looked, I was like, damn, because I wasn't expecting them to look like that. I thought you'd see a guy with like eyeshadow makeup on, like looking around and shit. But it was like, damn, you did a really good job on that.
It's,
man,
one of those.
Did Jim Henson work on this?
You don't want fucking this movie to be remade, because if they remade this movie, if they replaced these guys with like CGI guys, and they replaced like the gnarly shit they were doing with some like PC shit, this movie would be straight fucking dog shit. I would have walked out of this like I walked out of the Fog remake 10 fucking minutes into that piece of shit. But because it's made at the time it's made, 1980, and they had some balls to do some weird and out there shit, and there's some strange, super bad, laughable acting at some points, and the balls that they had to do some really, really weird shit with this, and there's just sex and violence happening all over the place, It makes it an entertaining movie for me. I give it a fucking 7.
I'm going to give the movie a 6.0. I really did feel like I was watching a documentary on the Oval Office.
This movie has so much TNA. Like,
there's a constant, it's ridiculous.
TNA. Like, constant. And it's entertaining.
This motherfucker was New Orleans on steroids.
Richard, were you watching Spanked Revision?
It's one of those films that you can have on in the background and not really pay attention to, except when the action sequence happens and you're like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, that's some cool shit. Except that when somebody walks in, you don't want to walk in at the moment when there's a lot of tits. Because there's a lot of tits.
What is you doing?
And this big old, like, gooey turd from the toilet.
Jesus would not approve.
You know, fucking something. You're like, I you know what this is? This is me. I'm watching this to educate myself on what not to do to a woman.
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Good for her.
Geez, I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
We're so lacking these days in practical effects and good gore, and this movie just like fucking top notch.
Would this movie survive today? Would this movie be made today?
No, it would be ruined. They would pick at this shit.
There was no way.
But at the same time, it's like in movies like, I think it was a Mimic. Mimic had this thing where they would get really close to the monster. You couldn't see his whole body, but they didn't have the money to make the monster look fucking great. So the monsters never looked good, but they were always so zoomed in, and everything was always so fucking dark in those movies that you couldn't really see it. This movie does that way fucking better. Like, they zoom in on certain shots, certain parts of the practical effects that look really good, and zoom out at the right times, but there's enough lighting and shit that you can really see what's going on, and it looks fucking cool. It's 100% just straight straight up 80s horror fun, plus the practical effects are just fucking top notch, and that is what you're watching this movie for. But yeah, I enjoyed it, man.
The nostalgia effect is always there in this film. Like, it's something you don't get anymore, like at all. If you were to go watch this in the theater, like, you know, it would be one of those movies that you would just on a whim go see. I mean, you like,
I'd expect to get arrested when I left if this played today.
I'm not
like Chris Hansen when they're like, am I cool to go to my car? It's like, yeah, go ahead and go to your car. And then they get fucking tackled in the garage. That's what I would expect if this played in 2019.
In that Chris Hansen situation, you smack the shit out of him because you're like, I know you're a fucking liar. Like, I know there's like 18 cops
right
there.
Doing that one dude didn't just offer him a piece of pizza. He's like, you're cool, calm, collected. You just offered me a piece of pizza. He's like, you're about to go to jail for pedophilia.
And going to see this movie is like walking out, like when you don't want anybody to know that you've gone to the gay club. You're like, what? Like, I thought it was fine. Like, it was a great time.
Gay club's a great place to pick
up women, it actually is a really good place to go.
It's the best place to
go. But anyhow, you can't make a movie like this anymore, and it's a great choice. I'd never seen it before. I'd never even heard of it before, and it was a cool little experience, except for the story and some of the other stuff going on. But
yeah, man. Yeah.
But otherwise, Chris did a great job, and you can sing like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm happy to fucking know you, dude. Cool dude. Got a cool style, and he's got awesome fucking hair, by the way. That hair is on fucking point.
It's like purpley.
Love you, dude. We love all your fucking faces. If you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button and get some goddamn wham up in here.
You guys don't subscribe, we'll come out of your fucking pools like those assholes.
We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched it. We watched a movie. Yeah. You know what? We did a review. We watched a movie. Uh-huh. We watched a movie.